This is All Things Considered from NPR News. In New York, I'm Robert Siegel.
In Washington, I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. This afternoon brought at least a few hard facts about the investigation into yesterday's attacks. Attorney General John Ashcroft and FBI Director Robert Mueller said they believe they have identified many of the hijackers, and they're moving quickly to identify others who might be involved. Ashcroft also gave some details about how the hijackers operated.
The four planes were hijacked by between three and six individuals per plane, using knives and box cutters, and in some cases making bomb threats. Our government has credible evidence that the White House and Air Force One were targets.
Attorney General John Ashcroft. In the studio with us is NPR's Justice Department correspondent Barbara Bradley. Barbara, what do we know about police activity in Boston and Florida on this case?
We've heard a lot about that today, but according to the FBI director, there haven't been any arrests in either place. But Mr. Mueller did say that they had looked at the passenger manifests and believed that some of the hijackers or some people associated with them had been in three places, Providence, Rhode Island, Boston, and Miami. So what we're seeing is agents going there, conducting interviews, getting search warrants, that kind of thing, a lot of activity. We know that they've searched one house in Coral Springs, Florida. It was the home of an Egyptian man, at least his driver's license before his Florida driver's license was Egyptian. And apparently this man was taking flying lessons at an aviation school in Venice, Florida. And as you can see, that would fit in with what Mr. Ashcroft just said, that the FBI believes that the pilots were trained in the United States.
We heard there were three to six hijackers on each plane. Do we know anything more about them?
Mr. Mueller, the FBI director, said that they believe that they've identified many. Now, he didn't say all, but many of the hijackers on the four planes. And that, here's how they did that. They looked at the passenger manifests, the lists, and then they interviewed the families of all the passengers. And after that, they had a good sense of who was on the plane legitimately and who was not. So they narrowed it down pretty quickly to who they thought were the suspicious people. Also, they believe they know the identities of several people associated with the hijackers. That would mean people who are their kind of their support team, the ones who help them get their living arrangements and do their finances and that kind of thing. So that's why we're going to see a lot of people being detained and arrested and talked to over the next few days.
So where does it go from here?
Well, the Justice Department and the FBI are gathering a whole bunch of evidence. They're getting car rental receipts, telephone logs, videotapes from parking garages, and videotapes of people making telephone calls from payphones. Mainly they're focusing on the points of origin, so that would be Boston, Newark, and Washington. They've also got a lot of evidence to call through at the crime scenes themselves. They're looking for the black box that can give them data information. It can also help them hear conversations that occurred right at the end of flights. They've also already started gathering evidence from the rural site in Pennsylvania and also at the Pentagon, but it seems that they haven't yet been able to gather evidence at the World Trade Center, and the reason is they're still trying to recover bodies.
Thanks very much, Barbara.
You're welcome.
NPR's Justice Department correspondent Barbara Bradley.